continuing with Margaret Cheney. Their patents and the tests, and she's referring to people in the computer technology field, their patents and the Tesla patents were both directed at applications in the communications field, he notes, he being Leland Anderson. Both patents are combined to produce the physical embodiment of a solid state and AND gate. Computer systems contain thousands of logic decision elements called ANDS, ANDS, and ORS, ORS, ANDS and ORS. All operations performed by a computer are achieved through a system design utilizing these logic elements. Quoting Anderson, Tesla's 1903 patents 723188 and 725605 contain the basic principles of the logical AND circuit element, the simultaneous occurrence of two or more prescribed signals at the input to the device element produced an output from the device element, unquote. Although Tesla's patents used AC signals and today's computers use pulsed DC, the basic principle of a prescribed combination of signals producing an output by virtue of their conjoint action is described in Nikola Tesla's 1903 patents, for which he's not given credit. Thus, declares Anderson, the subject early Tesla patents, which were designed to achieve interference protection from outside influences in the command of radio-controlled weapons, have proved to be an obstacle for anyone attempting to obtain a basic logical and circuit element patent in this era of modern computer technology, unquote. The Nobel Prize was awarded to John Bardeen, Walter H. Bratton, and William B. Shockley in 1956 for their work on developing the transistor, which replaced electronic tubes in many applications. Yet Tesla has only recently been so much as recognized for having pioneered the field. One of the earliest acknowledgments of the debt owed Tesla in the new technology of remotely piloted vehicles, now universally known in the military as RPVs, appeared in a 1944 Times editorial. Quote, and this is apparently not the newspaper, the New York Times, but perhaps a magazine, because it's only Times. The word Times is italicized. Quote, the general principle of controlling apparatus by radio goes back to the early days of what was once called wireless. At the first electrical exposition held in this city over 40 years ago, Nikola Tesla maneuvered and blew up a model submarine in a tank by radio. There soon followed a score of German, American, English, and French inventors who showed how engine-driven vehicles, torpedoes, and ships could be steered by radio waves with never a man on board, unquote, from the New York Times of February 1, 1944, and that's quoted in Margaret's book Tesla, Man Out of Time. Yet Tesla, continuing with Margaret, having done so much to introduce the era of automation, felt that he had no time just then to pursue a line of development for which the world was still manifestly unready. His sights were fixed on bigger game, and I had to comment here. Clearly the issue for Nikola is this latter point, bigger game, transmitting electricity wirelessly, and not, as Margaret oddly surmises the former, the notion of the world being unready for automation. That's nonsense. Nikola wanted to command the future, which he would have done if not massively sat upon by the reeking hubris of power of his day. The power guys who were no doubt literally salivating at the thought of claiming his gifts as their own and bestowing upon themselves the crown of invention, the image of gods of progress. To establish themselves in that seat, they would do anything. Continuing with Margaret, Nicholas' sights were fixed on bigger game, if that were possible. His laboratory in New York was no longer a safe place for his experiments. And remember, we're reading chapter 5, which is before he goes to Colorado. Or rather, his experiments had become too dangerous for a crowded city. To Leonard Curtis, a patent attorney who had loyally protected his and Westinghouse's rights during the War of the Currents, he wrote, and by the War of the Currents, he's referring to an earlier section of the book, which we have not read, which is that struggle between Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla to determine which type of electricity would be used for long distance transmission or distribution of electricity, whether it would be direct current, which Thomas Edison was advocating hard, or alternating current, which is, of course, what we got, because he thought it through. And Nikola thinks things down to the ground, so when he says he's got something perfected, trust that, please. To Leonard Curtis, a patent attorney who had loyally protected his and Westinghouse's rights during the War of the Currents, he wrote, quote, "My coils are producing 4,000,000 volts. Sparks jumping from walls to ceilings are a fire hazard. This is a secret test. I must have electrical power, water, and my own laboratory. I will need a good carpenter who will follow instructions. I am being financed by this by Astor and also Crawford and Simpson. My work will be done late at night when the power load will be least." Unquote from Nikola. Leonard Curtis, who was associated with the Colorado Springs Electric Company, immediately set to work on the inventor's problem. His solution would have far-reaching consequences. And that concludes the chapter, Robots. Next week, we'll continue our reading of chapter 16, Ridiculed, Condemned, Combated, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.